Revelation 20, verse 7. This is amazing. Revelation 20, verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan will be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. So the people that don't get saved during the millennium is the sand of the sea when they can see him. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and encompassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city, Jerusalem. Fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. That's the last rebellion. I mean, the devil's so stupid, he tries again to go to Jerusalem. So that's the last rebellion we have in the Bible. After that, you have the great white throne judgment. And then you have the coolest thing is all of a sudden God's going to get a U-Haul and take heaven down to earth. The earth will get renovated. It doesn't get destroyed, it gets renovated. So it's going to get renovated and God's going to bring the new Jerusalem down here. How cool is that, that he likes the earth so much, he's going to bring heaven down to the earth. The earth's going to be here forever. People go, the world's coming to an end. No, it's never coming to an end. Seed time and harvest will be forever. Look that word up in the Hebrews, perpetual, eternal. God likes natural earth. So after that, and I'm shutting up right now, after that, those natural people will go eat of the tree of life for their sustenance. You'll be in a glorified body. You won't have to eat of the tree of life. He that hath the Son hath life. So for eternity, you'll be a specialized person because you'll be a king over kings. You'll be a priest over priests. You'll be a lord over lords. That you'll be a ruling class that's over those natural people throughout eternity. You'll be in a glorified body. They'll be in a natural body. Just like Adam and Eve were in natural bodies. God didn't change his mind. He just got interrupted. So the whole plan of God will go full circle. Won't that be cool to be in the New Jerusalem? And people on the earth, they'll bring their glory and their honor to the Lord. Just like, you know, kids will draw pictures for their dad, mom and dad, and they'll put it on the refrigerator. People will maybe take a knife and whittle out a cool rocking chair for the Lord. And the Lord will go, that's so nice of you. They'll bring it to the New Jerusalem. So wonderful things ahead. And the Bible says when that happens, there'll be no more tears. There's even tears during the millennium, but after that, no more tears. There'll be no more crying. The former things will have passed away. Wow. The plan of our King. He loves you so much. He wants you strong, wants you bold, and every investment you're getting right now of what your future will be, you'll use it for eternity. Because I hear people go, well, you need to get this in you. Well, it's not just for right now, it's for a long time.
That's right.
Wow, aren't we blessed? Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the coming of the Lord, the rapture of the church, the future that we have for you, functioning with you, Lord. Help us have revelation about such fun and cool things are ahead for us. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. We're amazed at your kindness. We're amazed at your mercy, Lord. We lift you up, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Real quick before we go, is there anyone you've never asked the Lord into your heart? Maybe you've come to hear Pastor Dwayne's teaching. If you're a visitor, make sure you come back. Don't judge the church on the traveling guy. Amen. But if you're here and you've never asked Jesus into your heart, real quick, if you're like that, lift your hand up real high. Say, that's me. I'd like to get saved. Man, I don't want to take anything for granted. You may have come in today and you've never done that. Don't be embarrassed. I won't embarrass you. I'll pray with you. So if you've never asked Him into your heart, with the uplifted hand, say, that's me. Pray for me. I'd like to give my life to the Lord. Oh, how cool. Everybody's saved. How cool is that? How about baptizing the Holy Spirit? You say, well, I'm saved. I've not been filled with the Spirit. Jesus said you'd be endued with power, not weirdness. He said power. Maybe you're here and you've never done that. You can be instantly filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're like that here this morning and want to get baptized, just raise your hand up. Amen. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you, buddy. Who else? There's two. Who else wants to get filled? Amen. I told you the other day I was in Boise, Idaho. 30-some people filled the first service. The Wednesday night I did in Orlando, 30 people filled on a Wednesday night. There's so many new people coming in. So if you hadn't got filled, it's okay. Get filled. Anyone else want to join those too? Amen. You can get instantly filled with the Holy Ghost. My mom, I was 8 years old. She said, you ready to get filled? I go, I guess. I didn't even know what it was. But it's from the Lord. I'm in. Got instantly filled with the Holy Ghost. Sure appreciate you too raising your hands. What we'll do in a moment, we'll close the service and either me or someone else, one of your prayers will pray with you. You'll be instantly baptized in the Holy Ghost. So you got a couple more minutes. If you hadn't gotten filled, you can decide if you want to get filled. It's the most normal, cool thing ever to get a heavenly language that bypasses your noodle and comes right out of your spirit. Amen. All right, anyone else want to join those two? Real quick. You want to join those two? Don't want to miss anybody. All right. Thank you guys for coming to all these services. Thanks for being so receptive. I want to thank your pastors for having me come. So easy, you guys are so easy to preach to. You have to shut off info coming to you, so I'm sorry if it was too fast. But get excited, because you're about to see Jesus face to face. Let's thank Him right here before we go. Lord, we thank You. We magnify You. We lift You up. Thank You. We're about to see You face to face. King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus. We magnify You. We glorify You. And we honor You. Be lifted up, Lord. Be lifted up in this room. Hallelujah. Hey, you know, before we go, and I've kept you longer than I meant, someone, you got damage in your calves of your legs. I don't know if it's blood clots. I don't know if it's blood flow, but the calf. The calf part of your legs being restored. And another thing is your jaw. You got some kind of trouble with, I don't know what it is, but right there, just take it. It's yours. Amen. Lord, thank you for doing that. Thank you. He's so kind. Amen. Great things ahead. Wonderful things ahead. I can't wait to hear what happens. Pastor Dwayne will probably have a helicopter pad put on the roof, and he'll come in through the roof. It'll just be crazy. Whatever you need to do, it'll be fun. Amen. Thank you guys for coming so much. Give Pastor Dwayne a big hand as he comes. Thanks, Pastor Dwayne.